Happy Sunday. Welcome back to Morning Coffee. My name is Rick Alexander. Today, I want to talk to you about one of the things that has helped me quite a bit in the way that I'm viewing this unique time in our current culture. I actually have two quotes to kick off this episode. The first one is by Mark Buchanan. He said, "Most of the things we need to be most fully alive never come in busyness. They grow in rest." And then the other quote that I'm going to use is actually a shameless plug for my newest book, Ambitious Heroes and Heartache. It is the first paragraph of chapter 12, Sage Advice for the Driven. For those of us that seek to be high achievers, ambition has a tendency to become the inadvertent god we serve. We treat ambition itself as if it will yield results worth attaining as long as we have enough of it. It's a lot like money in that it will help get you where you want to go, but it has very little to offer when it becomes the place that you go. Very little at the end of any road paved with material success will actually satiate for any period of time. Rampant ambition is yet another symptom of a culture that underserves the soul. You know, there's something interesting that happens to humans when we never stop doing. We begin to lose track of things that are important, like a horse with blinders. Our focus becomes more and more singular. And there are times where certain goals demand so much of us that we find it necessary to lean on a singular focus to get things done. But what's important to understand is that that isn't all the time. Ambition is a tool, one that if you apply to every facet of your life, will begin to cause collateral damage at an ever-increasing rate. Imagine trying to hang every picture on your wall with a sledgehammer. See, maybe at first you needed to knock down some walls and demo some things that didn't belong. But as the room, your life, comes together, you find the need to replace the tools that you're using with more precision, more nuance, more care. You find that what got you going won't get you finished. And in fact, if you never switch tools, you'll find at some point you have to rebuild the whole thing from the beginning, as too much damage has been done to be restored. And I wonder how many people, myself included, once learned to worship ambition as we surveyed our culture and formed a picture of success based on what we've seen. This is always the problem with defining success based on what you see and not what you feel for yourself. Your ideas are half-formed and often based on comparison. As the house that ambition builds comes together, it's common that what you'll feel is a longing inside, a feeling that looks around at your accolades and asks, "Is this really what it's all about?" That deep feeling, longing for something more, is a form of hunger. You're hungry to connect with your own depth. Ambition, when applied to material and aesthetics, is fine, but it won't satiate that feeling. And we all have it. And so then the question becomes, what to do about it? What to do when we fall into endless loops of doing and we forget how to simply be? Have you ever wondered why the poets that wrote about the beginning of time thought to include a Sabbath? Perhaps in observation of the natural world, when we are disconnected from our devices and our constant source of dopamine and gratification, there's a natural rhythm of all things that begins to emerge. And perhaps to go against that rhythm, we disobey something deep within ourselves. We are, after all, connected to that natural world. Maybe we lose track of what's important and why we do what we do. And so there comes a moment where we must create some space in everything that we have going on. Contemplation is an art form that is almost foreign to our fast-forward culture. It's the act of carefully looking at something with deep, reflective thought, to consider with attention. And it's nearly impossible to do when you're in endless loops of doing and you're looking in only one direction, not to mention the shrinking attention bandwidth that we all feel as a result of our life. See, when you adapt yourself to only doing, you begin to believe that when things come up, you have to react. But to constantly react is to play your entire life on defense. Many of us, especially in high-pressure jobs, have learned to build our entire lives in that place. The inherent problem is that the quicker you come to a solution, it's often true that the potential for error is increased. Over time, you begin to lose track of what is error and what isn't, what's right for you and what is not, what's serving your value system and what's opposing it. Just because you can adapt to something doesn't mean it's the best possible way to spend your life. And since you only get one of those, perhaps it makes more sense to simply slow down and learn to play offense, to learn to pivot and switch tools as necessary. To contemplate and consider carefully is to take yourself out of your current situation and paradigm and to consider other angles. If you always act within a certain paradigm, you will always get similar results. It can only be this way. It's only through seeing things in a different light that you might find the path you can't see from your current point of view. In order for this to take place, we must create space. Between stimulus and response, we have to pause. From the beginning of recorded history, this pause became apparent, and we should be careful not to dismiss their teachings because we have an iPhone and Amazon.com. Plenty of people with those things lead unhappy lives. The Sabbath, or Sunday, is derived from the Hebrew word Sabbath, and it means to pause or to stop. In all of our doing, as we lose track of what matters to us and we try to keep up with all that we should do, all that people expect from us, and all that we've set out to accomplish, perhaps it was built into the natural rhythm of things so that we might find relief from our doing, appreciate what we've done, and reflect on what we want going forward. And so this is how I began to look at this time in our history, because we're no doubt experiencing a cultural trauma on a scale that no one in our lifetime has ever seen. The one thing that I've learned about trauma is that it's either a catalyst to something greater or diminishment. I think with fear running high, economic depression running high, and health issues abounding, our instinct to respond is high. But with so much on the table, so isn't our chance of error. I have chosen to take this time as something like a midlife Sabbath, to pause and reflect on the direction of my life, to make sure I'm proud of who I see in the mirror, to make sure I'm satisfied with the way that I'm living my life, to engage in daily breath work, to remind me to slow down, to find presence, and to appreciate the things that are so easy to take for granted. Things like the inhale and exhale that allows me to keep moving forward with my ambitions. What makes this difficult for our culture specifically to get our minds around is that the Sabbath is special in what you receive, not in what you can do. It is in the lifting of your spirit for what you can appreciate. The soul is found in rest and the peace found in your heart. There's nothing you could ever do to earn those things. You just have to create space and allow them. Our quid pro quo culture doesn't necessarily allow for that space. We always feel like I've got to do something in order to get something. But in fact, you don't. In fact, you can just pause and create that space in your life. They're gifts to ensure that you're happy with the direction and feeling derived in your life. If you spent your time rejecting those gifts, preferring instead to busy yourself with more to-do lists, perhaps now you're being given the time. Love you guys. Hope you have an amazing Sunday. Hope you take the time to reflect and think about what it is that you want for your lives. I know most of us are finding more time on our hands than we ever have in our lives, and perhaps there's opportunity in that time. Anyway, love you. Have an amazing Sunday. We'll talk later on Morning Coffee. We'll be right back.